Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell. It is Thursday night football. The Brisbane Lions and the Cats from the Gabba. We're in the K-Rock Hub for Harmac Holmes. About to have a chat with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights, who's been good enough to join us. Knights, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Firstly, for South Point Garden Supplies, can you give us a bit of a weather update in the Sunshine State Capital?
How are you? Yes, it's good conditions. The ground's fast and hard. There's sort of no dew on top. A few spots of rain sort of around. We're expecting there's some sort of rain forecast at some stage this evening. We're just not sure how early it's going to come. But at the moment, the weather's great and the conditions are fine. And as I said, the ground's in perfect condition.
Nida, it seems when the injuries happen this year, they happen to midfielders. You've lost Paddy Dangerfield for an extended period throughout the year, and now you've got no Mitch Duncan, and you've had him for a couple of times, start of the season, and then the concussion. Just can you give us an update about how you now structure up in the midfield for tonight and going forward without the 22?
Yeah, it's a big loss, King. His ball use and his positioning around the ground in attack and defence is, you know, clearly one of our most, you know, outstanding decision makers in that area of the ground. And I guess with Paddy coming back, it's probably Paddy's the one that probably will play that role between sort of half forward and midfield. Mitch was probably in his last few weeks was probably playing 50-50 in forward line and midfield. So, you know, that's probably where Pat plays the last 2 weeks. He's probably shared that role. So, yeah, it's a big loss, Kingy, but, you know, I think Pat, Brandon Parfitt might even also spend a little bit more time in the forward line. And then you've got guys like Close and Delhouse that are playing that high forward role. And obviously Sean Higgins as well. Like he's predominantly played in our forward half in the last couple of weeks. So he'll certainly help that area as well.
Just on Sean Higgins, you were going to manage him last week. He wasn't going to play any footy. But was it a bit of a silver lining that he did play and probably came in with no real expectation about what he'd produce, but he was able to get his hands on the footy? That might just been a little bit of a spark for him.
I think so. I mean, I think he got plenty of confidence out of last week, got his hand on the ball and hit bodies hard. And, you know, I think he's slowly getting used to our system. Really looking forward to watching him tonight. I think he can have a really big impact on this game. And he's the one that, probably leading into your last question, he's probably that one player that might play a little bit of that midfield forward role in the weeks to come to cover the loss of Mitch. So, yeah, big night for Higgo. And, you know, we're wrapped to have Cameron Higgins and Smith in our team. And, you know, if they can just keep growing as players and keep giving us what they've been giving us, we'll be wrapped.
Matty, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Sounds a bit noisy there in the background. A player who's not a huge high profile, but plays a really important role. And I've seen it highlighted on the TV from other players of other teams. But Sam Menegola, his ability to sort of patrol his wing. I know he set up a goal for you last week in the last quarter. He kicked a goal himself, but he gets back and defends. He probably does a lot of work that goes unnoticed, but he's a really important piece of not only your midfield, but your defence and forward line as well.
You're right, Ben. And like, we've got to make sure as a club and as a team, we keep rewarding players like Sam that do a lot of the unrewarded running. And he might go through a period in the 10 or 12 minute period where he doesn't even see the ball at times, and he's doing a lot of that off-ball running. But then, as you said, he had a real impact in that last quarter last week. He was quite pivotal with that contested mark and then set another one up. So, yeah, we sort of, as a midfield coach, I go out of my way to endeavour to reward, I suppose, him and Smithy and even Tui, guys like that, to do a lot of that unrewarded running. It's not easy to do. And they're also playing on quality players at the same time. And like Sam would probably be matched up with McCluggage and Robinson and guys like that tonight who have been in mint form for Brisbane. So, you know, him and Smithy play a big role for us.
Is the earlier meeting between the two teams too far to go back and have a look, or do you revisit parts of that game as you go into tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we'll revisit a little bit. I think if you look back on the form line, I think both teams weren't probably at the height of their form line in the early rounds. I think Sydney, Brisbane might have ran into Sydney round one, who were smoking, and then, you know, we were 2-2 after four. So I think both teams were, it was a really competitive game, a tight game, but I think that both teams have really developed since then and probably got better with their form line. So, yeah, two different things tonight. I think the personnel is a little bit similar. I don't think there's too much change in the personnel possibly from that game, but I think both teams are certainly playing better footy at the moment.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights, he's Neildy on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Nighter.
Hey, Neildy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. Hey, mate, just one from our listeners off our KFC Twitter. We've had a few people just ask about how Quinton Narkle's going with what he, how he's dealing with what he's going through at the moment. So he played really well, then he dropped out, now he's the Medi sub, and now he's out again as the Medi sub. How's he yep. taking all of that, and where do you think he fits into the future for the Cats?
It's a really pertinent question because, you know, young players sometimes take 2 or 3 years, 4 years to get through in the VFL. Some other young players play really early and stay in the AFL. And then there's some players that I think that are really strong clubs and, you know, I guess players like at Richmond and Brisbane and ourselves, I guess, Bulldogs, who get tastes of AFL footy, 2 or 3 games, 4 games, and then so they get left out for, you know, I guess nothing to do with their own form. And that's where Quinton is at. You know, I think his form in the AFL has been really solid when he's been there. And I guess, you know, with Pat Dangerfield coming back into the team and O'Connor doing a bit more midfield time, it's just there's really a balance in how many mids do you take in the team. Moving forward, I think he's a really promising inside mid, Neil. I think he's got, you know, great contest work. I think he's got great touch on the outside with his kicking and his handball. And there's a few other areas in the game he's working on. But I think he's definitely going to be an inside mid in the future. And we're really proud to have him and really proud of his development this year. And it's, you know, it's no fault of his own. He's the medical sub. But he just has to keep working at it and, you know, be ready for his full opportunity when it comes.
Mate, thanks for that. That was a terrific summary. And I'm sure that you've answered all the questions we've seen on our Twitter here asking about him. So thank you very much for that, mate. The final one from me would be around Mark O'Connor. Last week we saw with Lockie Henderson being the late out, he was really the midfielder that went back. Can we expect to see Mark O'Connor through the midfield this evening, probably going to Lockie Neal again? Are you going to give us that one?
I think he'll be more in the midfield. I mean, it was probably looking at he was going to play midfield last week, but with the Henderson being the laid out, we adjusted, and obviously Mark's highly credentialed with his form back in the back line, so that was an easy adjustment for us as a match committee. But with Henderson back, and Henderson obviously with Brisbane's three bigs up front, Henderson plays a pretty pivotal role. So I think you'll see O'Connor more through the midfield tonight. That's a fair assessment.
Matty, 100 games tonight for Tom Stewart. I assume when Corey Enright retired, you would have thought, well, that's the last time we'll ever see a gun 44. And we've got one pretty shortly after. Just talk a little bit about Tom Stewart's journey to 100 games.
We went to a little bit of vision yesterday on his 100. And, you know, I think last week's game is just, you know, I'm no marking exponent. I don't know whether I took more than 3 or 4 in my whole career, but with some of the finer watching I've seen last week, just his reaction time to the ball in the air, and then his ability to be able to jump at it and take it clean was something that you rarely see in one game. I thought it was as close to a perfect game as it was, and you know, I think he's just continued to grow over his 100 games. He's built his fitness base. He's got his body in great shape, and you know, just to watch last week was a pleasure. You know, he was probably took it a long way to help us win the game. So, you know, full credit to Stewie. He's made a really good fist of his first 100 games at an AFL level coming out of the Geelong Footy League. And, you know, it's just a great fill-up for him and great for the club. But, you know, all credit goes to him, really. Amazing.
Just one last one before we let you go. Do you work hard as a coaching group to ensure he gets the best match-up for him? Maybe not defensively, but for him to be an attacking defender, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think some weeks we mix and match with that. Some weeks he'll end up on a four that might end up a bit high and he can sort of help out with that aerial stuff, whereas some weeks he does play on one of the better forwards in the opposition, and sometimes that actually takes him to the ball and gives him a chance to be in these marking contests. So it's a really interesting one, actually, because sometimes when you're sort of the spare player or you've got a matchup that's playing high, you can get dragged out of position. Whereas when you play on the real good players, you end up being in the play a lot of the time. So, yeah, I think we try to do both. And I think that Scarlo endeavours to do both because I think that keeps everyone pretty sharp back there.
Nida, just very quickly, was Grian Myers close or does he need another blowout in the VFL tomorrow?
Yeah, very close. Strongly discussed at match committee. But we just felt that he probably needed just one more run, one more game. And just maybe one more week of training. We were pleased with his form in the VFL last week. But, yeah, he was discussed, for a good period of time. But we just decided one more. And we'll be back in the senior team, I've got no doubt, in the near future.
And the Medi sub being Quinton Narkle, if he doesn't play significant game time tonight, will he play in the VFL tomorrow?
Not 100% categoric on that one. We'll probably discuss that sort of post-game.
and just see, you know, how much work he's done. And probably not even just revolving around tonight, it's probably how much work he's done in the last sort of 8 or 10 weeks as well. So we'll just probably see where that fits at the end of the game, mate.
Good stuff. Knight, I really appreciate your time. As always, wish you the very best of luck and look forward to catching when you get back to Geelong.
Yeah, thanks, Keane. See you guys.
Matty Knights joining us there. Knight. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes, passionate about understanding your new home dreams, and they're dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way. Now, what others call upgrades, we call standard at Harmac Homes, up to $40,000 of added value at no extra cost. That's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.